Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. School Zone Big Preschool Activity Workbook is a preschool workbook for children ages 3 to 5 that focuses on early learning readiness through a large set of structured activities. Designed as a 320-page resource with more than 300 exercises, it brings together pre-writing practice, letter recognition, basic phonics, colors, shapes, numbers, and early math in one volume. Its purpose is not to teach a single skill in isolation, but to support a broad foundation for kindergarten preparation through repeated age-appropriate practice. The workbook follows the familiar school zone approach of combining skill instruction with colorful illustrations and child-friendly activity formats, which helps make the material feel accessible rather than overly formal. It is mainly intended for parents, caregivers, and educators who want a practical workbook that can be used at home or in early childhood settings to strengthen fine motor control, eye-hand coordination, and early academic confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. And Remore, all, firstly, a broad preschool readiness curriculum in one workbook. One of the book's main strengths is its unusually wide scope for a preschool activity book. Instead of focusing only on alphabet drills or simple coloring, it brings together several core readiness areas that are central to early childhood education. Children encounter tracing, letters, phonics, shapes, colors, counting, and basic math concepts in a single progression. That matters because preschool readiness is not just about memorizing facts, it is about building multiple foundational skills at the same time. A child who can recognize letters but struggles with pencil control still needs pre-writing practice, while a child who can count may still need work on shapes or following directions. By organizing many skill types into one workbook, the book supports a more complete learning experience and reduces the need for parents to piece together separate resources. Its value comes from this integrated structure, which makes it useful as a general preparation tool rather than a narrow supplement. Tracing and pre-writing exercises as the skill-building core, the workbook places strong emphasis on tracing lines, curves, and other pre-writing shapes, and which is a practical choice for preschool learners. Before children can write letters clearly, they need control over pencil movement, pressure, and direction. Tracing exercises help develop that control gradually by asking children to follow visual paths rather than produce letters from memory immediately. This kind of practice supports fine motor development and eye-hand coordination, two abilities that are closely tied to later handwriting success. The book's tracing work is also important because it prepares children for more demanding tasks without overwhelming them. Instead of jumping directly to writing full letters or numbers, it begins with simpler motion patterns and then moves toward more recognizable forms. That progression reflects how early learning typically works. Children benefit from repetition, visual guidance, and manageable steps. In that sense, the tracing activities are not just filler pages, they are the structural base that helps the rest of the workbook function as a developmental tool. Thirdly, color, shape, and number work that reinforces classification skills. Another central dimension of the workbook is its focus on the alphabet and primary phonics. For preschoolers, recognizing letters is only the first step. They also need to connect those letters to sounds and begin understanding that print carries meaning. The workbook supports that process through repeated exposure to letters in activity form, which is appropriate for young children who learn best through visual patterns and short, focus practice. Phonics activities are especially valuable because they move beyond memorization and start building the foundations of reading readiness. A child who can identify the letter A and associate it with an initial sound is beginning to make the mental connections needed for early decoding. The workbook does not appear to aim at advanced reading instruction, and that is an advantage in this age range. It stays focused on the stage where children are learning to notice, name, and hear basic language patterns. This makes it a sound resource for early literacy preparation rather than premature formal reading instruction. Fourthly, color, shape, and number work that reinforces classification skills. The workbook gives substantial attention to colors, shapes, and numbers, and these topics do more than teach vocabulary. They help children practice classification, matching, comparison, and visual discrimination, which are important cognitive skills in preschool development. Identifying shapes such as squares, circles, and rectangles teaches children to notice differences in form and category. Working with colors supports recognition and sorting, while number activities introduce quantity and sequence. These areas are often taught together because they reinforce one another. A child who can group items by color or shape is also practicing the logic needed for counting and early math. The inclusion of numbers up to 10 reflects a realistic preschool range, keeping the math content concrete and age appropriate. Rather than presenting abstract arithmetic, the workbook appears to focus on number sense, recognition, and simple early concepts. That approach makes the material accessible while still laying important groundwork for later mathematical learning. It is a practical example of how preschool workbooks translate academic categories into simple visual tasks. Lastly, structured variety and parent-friendly design for guided practice. The workbook is also notable for how it is designed to be used. School zone materials commonly include colorful illustrations, progress that moves from easier to harder tasks, and parent notes that help adults guide children through the pages. Those features matter because preschool workbooks are rarely meant for independent use. At this age, children often need encouragement, explanation, and pacing from an adult, especially when a task requires listening, tracing, or following directions. A workbook with clear structure is therefore more effective than one that simply offers a stack of random exercises. The large number of activities helps sustain engagement through variety, but the sequence of skills gives the book a sense of order. Perforated pages, noted in related descriptions of this title family, also improve usability by making individual worksheets easier to remove. Compared with smaller activity books, this workbook stands out because it combines volume, structure, and practical usability. It is built less as a casual pastime and more as a guided learning resource that adults can use to support consistent preschool practice. In conclusion, SchoolZone Big Preschool Activity Workbook is best suited for parents, caregivers, preschool teachers, and homeschool families who want a single, broad-based workbook for children ages 3 to 5. Its main benefit is practical coverage. It brings together tracing, letters, phonics, colors, shapes, numbers, and early math in a format that can support everyday readiness practice without requiring multiple separate books. The workbook stands out in the preschool category because it is not narrowly focused on one academic area. Instead, it reflects the way young children actually build skills through repetition, visual support, and gradual progression across several developmental domains. That makes it useful both for children who are just beginning to hold a pencil and for those who are ready to connect early literacy and numeracy tasks. Compared with many preschool activity books that are lighter or more limited in scope, this one offers greater depth and a more complete learning sequence. It is especially valuable for adults looking for a structured, dependable resource that can function as part of a kindergarten preparation routine rather than a one-time activity book. If you would like to support SchoolZone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.